Mission Trip Chapel. We are thankful that you are here. At the end, we have a slideshow, but feel free to exit as that plays through. And I would like to introduce you to a student, Katie Drager. She is one. Yes, Katie has a few friends here. And she'll tell you, she is a leader, and she'll tell you more about what trip that she led. How many trip participants are here? There's many teams, I know, sitting together. And we had 230 students go out. It was just a great time of learning and serving. And we want to hear one of the stories. There's many stories. They all look different out of 230 people. But we have invited Katie to share her story. So thanks for sharing, Katie.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Like Nancy said, my name's Katie. I'm a senior. I'm studying nursing here. And over spring break, I had the awesome opportunity to lead a group of 20 students on an immersion trip to a small town called Magdalena Milpas Altas, which is in the mountains of beautiful Guatemala. This trip has a lot of backstory for me. So when I was asked to share about this part of my life with you all, I was thrilled, but of course also terrified. My story is nothing special, but it is a testament to the ways in which God overwhelms our expectations and is so much bigger than the boxes we put him in and put ourselves in. Like many of you here, I would guess I grew up in the church. Being the daughter of a pastor, I went to church every Sunday and even went to Christian schools my whole life. While I'm so thankful for these early years, my early church experience, where I came to know the Lord and to be familiar with the Bible, I've come to realize that one of the things most lacking in this early experience for me was an emphasis on missions, diversity, and the global church. Due to the nature of the community I lived in, I simply didn't know anyone that was different from myself or my family. And growing up, the only church I knew was the white, middle-class American church. I knew our church supported missionaries that lived in Kenya, and their life always sounded cool and exotic. But I had no idea that the Lord had a place for me in his mission, for all nations to know and glorify him. So coming to Hope as a freshman, the Lord started to break some of the expectations I had of myself, that I was a homebody who would probably never stray too far from the great state of Michigan. The friends I met here who have become my brothers and sisters showed me what it looks like to live each day for the Lord and to be attentive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. I decided to major in nursing because I knew I wanted a career in which I could serve the Lord, and that seemed like a tangible way to do so. During the second semester of my freshman year, I was looking for an opportunity to go on a missions trip during that upcoming summer. One day in chapel, I saw a slide that advertised a two-week trip to Costa Rica, and I was studying Spanish, and Costa Rica sounded awesome, so I checked it out and ended up signing up for this trip, which was through an organization called Students International. This organization did ministry in the community by working with long-term missionaries, both from the U.S. and those and nationals from Costa Rica, and serving the community in various ways, such as through providing microfinance loans, tutoring, and even playing sports with kids. I lived in a host home those 2 weeks and fell in love with the culture and the people of Costa Rica. I saw poverty like I hadn't seen it before, and I started to become aware of some of the huge injustices and inequalities in the world. During the time I was there, a friend planted a seed in my mind, which I now see is from the Lord. Students International, or SI, hires interns to work as short-term staff during the summer months to help facilitate with the teams of students that come from the U.S. SI has locations in 4 different countries, and 3 of these have ministry sites related to healthcare. So this friend, who was on summer staff in Costa Rica, told me, "Katie, you should think about doing summer staff next year. Since you're going to be studying nursing, you could be an intern at one of the healthcare sites." Coming back from this trip, I couldn't get that suggestion out of my head, so I started to look into it. I prayed so much over this opportunity that when conversations started happening that were pointing me to apply for this position, I knew it was from the Lord. So fast forward to the summer after my sophomore year, I found myself preparing to go to Guatemala as short-term staff with Students International for 3 months. I didn't know a single person in the country, and I didn't really have a clear idea of what my day-to-day life would look like for those 3 months. I remember sobbing the night before my flight, so filled with fear of the unknown. However, from the moment I stepped off the plane in Guatemala, I never once regretted my choice to come. The Lord provided absolutely everything I needed that summer, from a family, to best friends, to mentors, to fulfilling work. Through my in my job at the healthcare clinic, God affirmed for me that nursing was the right profession for me. And through the doctor and nurse I worked with there, he taught me how this career can be used as a part of God's mission for the church. Regardless of if I practice nursing in the United States or in a different country, when I pray for each patient and I demonstrate Christ's love in each patient interaction I have, the Lord can use that for his glory. As I lived in Guatemala, I also realized some things about life in a different country that I'm sure many of you who have studied abroad or who have experienced life outside the U.S. also know. That no matter where you go, life really isn't all that different. Sure, people might have a different skin color and speak a different language, but people still have family birthday parties, they go to church on Sunday mornings, they say hey to their neighbors they pass on the street. Living among poverty showed me that joy and contentment are possible and even common in the one-room house with the dirt floor. At the same time, my eyes were open to the darkness and brokenness that's so prevalent in these communities, where husbands would cheat on their wives and drink away the money needed to feed their children. Coming back to the States after that summer was one of the hardest things ever, but the Lord continued to provide, and he showed me that his work in me didn't end with my last day in Guatemala, but he continues to this day to shape me and to teach me more from this experience that I had. So that brings us to today. The Lord worked it out for me to go back to Guatemala with this group from Hope. It was such a special time for me to see friends and family I hadn't seen in 2 years, and to get to share the organization and the community I love with these people from Hope. So what's the takeaway in all this? What have I learned about missions and its importance in the church? First of all, I've learned how valuable it is to get to know a people and a culture different from your own. It's really easy for us to just be friends with people and associate with people who are just like us, people of the same race, the same culture, same language, same religion, the same political views, the same socioeconomic status. It takes guts to go out and build relationships with people different from yourself, but it is so worth it. It humbles and amazes me every time I think about how there's a community all the way in Guatemala that knows and loves me, and that I have the opportunity and the privilege to know and love as well. God calls us to love our neighbors, but how can we love them if we don't know them? We've been redeemed by Christ, not so that we can keep it to ourselves and go on living as if nothing has changed, but we are to go out and actively make disciples. In 2 Peter 1, verse 5, Paul says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to goodness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." So knowledge of God isn't enough. And ultimately, love is what keeps us from being ineffective and unproductive in our faith. But again, how can we love someone we don't know? Through working with SI Guatemala, I've learned that the basis of missions is relationships. Just talking, just hanging out is all it takes. And this is awesome to me because it means we don't have to go overseas to do missions. We can hang out and get to know the people in our dorms, in our neighborhoods, and in the different parts of Holland. Getting to know the culture of a different country is amazing and so valuable, but you don't have to go that far to find a people different from yourself. And once we get to know a different culture and a different people, it becomes second nature to love them, just as I now love Magdalena, Guatemala. 1 John 3:17 says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words and tongue, but with actions and in truth." I want to confess to you guys that I'm struggling with knowing how to best do this. How do I best use the skills and opportunities the Lord has given me to love others and to glorify him? How do I live as a steward of this privilege I was born into while defying the evil that so often accompanies it? How do I live as a missionary every day? I don't have any super profound, awe-inspiring answers to these questions, and if any of you guys do, please let me know. As a senior, once again, fear of the unknown threatens to consume me. But as I look back over my college years, I'm reminded of the ways the Lord has exceeded every expectation I've had for my life up to this point. I never thought I could live in another country for 3 months without being homesick a single day, But the Lord gave me this incredible gift of an experience that has had a profound impact on my life. As a freshman, I never would have said I was a leader. I'm not outgoing, and I'm pretty content to stay in the background. But the Lord had his own plans to form me and to grow me to be able to share this experience firsthand with 20 friends, and now with all of you. I don't know exactly how the Lord will use these experiences to influence the course of my life, and I definitely don't know what the Lord has planned for each of your lives. However, I do know that we are all called to be missionaries. Maybe the Lord has put a certain country or certain people group on your heart. That's awesome. Go, and go humbly, ready to serve and to learn from those different from yourselves. Maybe these immersion trips sound interesting to you, but it's just something you've never done before. Sign up next year. Take that first step and see how the Lord will bless you. Maybe you feel called to stay in Holland, Michigan, so stay. But in your staying, still go, meaning go. Seek out the poor, the widowed, the orphan, and the foreigner right here in Holland to build relationship with and to serve. There's nothing passive about being a missionary or being a follower of Christ. Jesus didn't wait up in heaven for us to make our way to him. No, he left everything familiar. He came and sought us out. In the same way, I want to encourage you to leave your familiar, to ask the Lord to give you his heart for the world, and to ask him how you fit into his mission for all nations to know and glorify him. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you for creating each one of us here so uniquely. Thank you that you choose to fulfill your mission for the world using us. Please give us your heart to love our neighbors, both here around us and across the globe. Thank you for making it your mission to seek us out to save us, even though we in no way deserve it. Teach us to be missionaries every day, God. We love you so much. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go in peace.